Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So thank you so much for joining us today. We would love if you'd love leave a review down below. Those five-star reviews really do help us a lot. But before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Can't say enough great things about the people up in, where are they? I know it's a suburb of Minneapolis. I'm going to have to look that up before the next podcast. But great customer service, so easy to set up and break down. It is, we own three of them. That's probably I've had a lot of people come and try to sponsor this podcast, but I only do sponsors that I truly believe in. And I believe in Dr. Dish. I also believe in teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is my baby. It is what allows all these podcasts to go out and stay free and to all of you. So, several ways you can help us out by leaving a review, but also by checking out teachhoops.com. Right now we have a quarterly three month, subscription that will, not be around forever, but we're trying some new things out. So come over and check it out and have a great day.
They'll change up some things, they'll play man the first time they play you, beat you by 20, and then they'll change it to zone. And I'm like, okay, we'll adjust, but it doesn't seem very consistent, I guess you can say. Okay. Across the line, there's two teams out of the six in our league that probably, kind of have more rules, and this is how we're going to do it no matter what kind of deal. And you're just, as you have to go, but us and probably one or two others that stick to their principles.
So go ahead, finish that. I didn't hear that last part because it jumped out of my computer for some reason, so I don't know why. So say that last part again for a reason.
Yeah, so there's probably two or three out of the six teams that really kind of stick to their principles, and this is how we're going to do it defensively anyway. And out of the six, the other ones, it's kind of like just try to figure it out as you go. Sometimes that's harder, but for us to prepare for, right? But we get after it though. We're going to defend, and as bad as we were in that 0-27 year, I'm gonna do like an ESPN stat real quick, right? The very minute ones, right? Yeah. When our problem was turnovers, we couldn't handle the ball. So when we got to play half court defense in the 0-27 year, we only gave up, I think it was 0.47 points per possession.
You'll win every game doing that. Yeah.
Right. The problem is we had 35 ball turnovers.
Young coaches listening to this, I just said this to a T-Troops member. Every time you turn the ball over, it's a 6-point turnaround. I've said this a billion times. It's 3 points you can score and 3 points they can score. So the scoreboard might change by a total of 6 points every time you turn it over. Like It is literally one of my pet peeves. Now, there's going to be turnovers. There's going to be charges. There's going to be whatever. But we can't let them score on the turn. The problem is when you're when you don't have a good team, the turnovers tend to result in a score.
Always.
Right.
Or seem like, yeah.
They're not like I go into the lane too hard and I take it and I charge. That's a turnover. Well, they have to take the ball out and I get to go back on defense. It tends to be the pass at the top of the key across the court. Oh, crap. Dunk. 2 points. Oh, crud. You know, kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, that's the turnovers. I mean, if there's one statistic for a young coach and a young team and one that's struggling, is just don't turn the ball over. Don't give the other team easy buckets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, hold the ball. I'll take a 5 second. I'll take a 10 second. Live ball turnovers are just brutal.
You know what I tell them? I tell them, eat the ball. I said, I will never, if you football it, if you get in trouble and have nowhere to pass it and you football it and they call you for 5 seconds, I will not take you out of the game. I won't. That's a turnover and I'm not happy about it. We'll watch it in film, but I'm not going to take you out of the game for that. Because we get to go back on defense. They still got to score against us. If you make that bad pass, they're going to score on us. And it's like, and that's when, you know, and I don't know about you, but I'm going to have to do this with this group. I tell them, I said, you catch the ball. You have 4 seconds, 1, 2, 3, 4, right?
Right.
Then you dribble it. It resets. Then you have another 4 seconds. You're up to 8 seconds. Then you pick it up again, and you've got 12 seconds to get rid of the ball. They go, what do you mean? They go, it's not 5 seconds. You have 12 seconds as long as – the problem is they catch it and they dribble right away.
Yes.
Well, you just lost 4 seconds. So catch the ball and look. Your dribble is your release, and the guy has to start – or the gal has to start counting again. Right. You have 12 seconds when you have the ball. I don't know. You have a shot clock. What's your shot clock?
35.
So 1/3 of the time you have the ball is a shot clock, like 12 seconds. So what are you doing? Like, but they'll grab it and they'll panic. They dribble right away.
Yes.
And then they pick it up and now they got 4 seconds. Like, I know it's, trust me. I've seen it more than, what do you think is the hardest thing to teach?
Probably defense. The rotations, especially at the younger kids, right? The freshmen and sophomores coming up because, you know, and I see even in our league, they don't teach man-to-man defense. Nobody teaches it. You know, they don't want to have the principles. We really, it's very, there's no help side. It's different. It's a different. Yeah. And they'll make adjustments through the games where, you know, they'll pull a guy over there, but you just watch like the beginning of the game, guys are stuck to their guys.
Well, if or you teach help side and you teach pack line or help side, you'll win. You're going to consistently win. Cause I mean,
we split line everything. So, you know, I only half front the post because I like to double the post immediately on any touch. So we're always ready to fire that.
That's interesting. I like fronting if you can get around. And here's the reason is I bet in 30 plus years, I've seen like 4 good lob passes at the high school level.
Right.
Like they can't make that pass.
Right.
It's a turnover. Like we were just talking about. Like it's just, I mean, unless you got a 7-footer and you got a 6'2" kid on it, it just is.
Sure.
I like the double. I love that double aspect too of it. The problem is they can never get around for the most part. So I tell them to front, and if they do, we're good.
Right.
10% of the time they get around and actually front, we're good. Because you know, how fast are you going to really rotate it? How fast are you really going to do that? But yeah, I love that double because that's a turnover waiting to happen too when you double that post.
Absolutely. And then it's good because like for our fives, they stay connected to the five man. We don't help off the five. And so we do pin everything right and push it down to the short corner.
Right.
But once the ball goes in the post, he has to shift because I don't want you getting beat baseline because your double is coming from the top. So it's an adjustment for them. But yeah, I mean, we, you know, that's, part of it, and just deal with it. Go.
What do you think the biggest change is from when you played in the game?
Oh, that's a good question. What a lot of people I think would say is the kids are different. I don't think it's, I don't like that. Cause I think the parenting's different.
Parents are different. So Bobby Knight's old, man. Bobby Knight says kids haven't changed. Parents have changed. He also says the best coaching job is in an orphanage, but you know, that's Bobby Knight. I don't think kids have changed at all. I mean, I've taught 30 years. Kids are exactly the same. They have different loves. You know, they this little computer they're walking around with. There's different things, but kids are exactly the same. Like,
yeah. It's the accountability. I think being able to accept, criticism, and being held accountable. Nobody likes that. Yeah. Well, because when you account or hold somebody accountable and you criticize, you have to also be willing and able to accept it.
Yeah.
So the one finger at you, but there's four at me kind of deal. The kids are, they don't want to criticize because they don't want somebody else to criticize them. So now you're losing kind of your floor leader. Like, who's going to be the leader?
Accountability. You got to be account. You got to be able to take constructive criticism. Yeah. And the problem is, part of it is teaching them how to talk to each other. Like, that's something I've had to do with my guys. Cause it's like, don't yell at him to box out, give him a positive first and then say, hey, next time, make sure you get a body on, that guy got around. It's how you phrase it. It's like, go clean your room is not going to get the room cleaned. Hey, it's like, hey, let's come up with a plan. What do you think about, like, by the time you go to bed tonight, getting that room clean, blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is, it's how you word it. And we have to teach them the proper way to word that to make it effective. I think you're right. Do you foul at the end of a game, up three?
So
less than 10 seconds?
I don't.
Okay, I don't. Why?
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to me and the interviews and all that. If you do like these, we've been putting them on for 3 or 4 years. If you like them, we would ask you to subscribe and leave a review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, or just send me an email. I'd love to hear from you, steve@ttubes.com. When you're there, maybe come over and check out ttubes.com for coaches who want to get better. Videos, audio, community, one-on-one calls, office hours. I just got off a call with a ttubes.com member. We broke some film down for him. So go over and check that out. And we really appreciate that. And if you have time, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig. Those are other podcasts under the Coach Market media conglomerate, I will call it. So go over and check those out. Let's head back to the podcast.
I just trust our guys, our defensive principal. I trust that they're going to just get it done. It really, at the end of the day, I think that we were good enough. Now that there might be, a team where I do that, because I've flirted with it before. I'll do it maybe in the backcourt, it would be 10 seconds left. They got to inbound it. We're going to guard 5 seconds. Now we foul. Now they got to take the ball out. That's something I'll do. But once it gets under five, I don't want something crazy to happen.
Okay, so the stats teacher's telling you. So I'm actually working on a checklist right now. So I'm going to take all emotion out of it, and I'm going to follow my checklist because the math says do it.
Okay.
The math it's close. It's not the math says do it, because think about what has to happen for them to really beat you, like. So I think the magic number, I believe, is 7 seconds, 7 to 8, you automatically do it. Because what has to happen is they have to make the first, miss the second, get the rebound, then put the ball back in without anything. I mean, there's too many, it's too many compound events that actually have to happen. With less than seven, they can tie it, right? Sure. If you take away the tie, then you're basically assuming 7 seconds, it's going to take them, you're clicking time, you're less than seven, they inbound it, you foul, there's five, they go shoot the free throw, they make one or miss, whatever, make the first one, miss the second one, you get the rebound, they follow you again. Now you're at 4 seconds, you're on the other end of the court. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's all the, I mean, can it happen? It does, but it's like one out of a thousand.
Right. Yeah. I know. And that's, you know, the other part of it, because I am a numbers guy. I mean, everything I do is, you know, I told you our staff for the, you know, half court defense. So, so no, it makes sense.
When you rationally think about, trust me, I've spent 30 years not doing it.
Yeah.
But COVID made me so bored that I dove into the math on it. I'm following you now. But the problem is we're going to practice following. Like, that was always my biggest concern, because they're teenage boys and I don't trust them. And they would literally tackle them like it was they're on the 30-yard line. So I am going to spend some practice time now teaching them how to follow. Like,
sure,
here's how you do this. You don't do the bear hug. You do this. You make sure it's loud enough. You know, there's ways of doing it. Anyway, so that's too much time on my hands probably.
Yeah. I hear it.
All right, so let me do my rapid fire here. Favorite brand of basketball, the actual ball you play with?
Spalding TF1000.
Okay, why?
I just like the feel of it, the microfiber. They use the Wilson up here, and I'm not a big, I think it's too light. I like
Did they use Wilson in the playoffs?
I wouldn't know. Not in this area anyway.
So you need to figure that out, and that's the ball you should use.
So they do use that Spalding in the playoffs, but that's the official ball. But I go to the playoff games and they're using Wilson's. I don't understand it.
I would find out the rules. And the only reason we use the Spalding 1000 is in the most important game in the state finals, that's the ball we're using. That's why I tell the boys, we're using this ball. If they go to the Rock, we're going to use the Rock. If they go to this, whatever they're using in that game, that's the game you want, because that's where you win your ring.
Yeah, that's the same. Our state championship game is that
ball. Yep. So that's why you use it. Yeah. If you go to one sporting event, what would you go to?
Oh, God. That's a great question. One sporting event. I've been to a World Series, so that doesn't count. But probably Final Four.
My son saw Virginia win it in Minneapolis. I've been twice. Unbelievable. Go to the Final Four. Becoming a National Association of Basketball Coaches a member, and then you can get one ticket if you move up long enough in that. So do that. You have a favorite pregame meal?
I usually don't eat much, but sometimes I'll go and grab a sandwich at Togo's.
Okay. Is that like a sub shop or what?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It's a sandwich shop out here. It was kind of my pregame meal in high school and college. So I kind of, you know, keep it going.
That must be a regional thing. I've never heard of that. What's your game day look like?
Game day and morning, you know, classes typically. This year with our school schedule, we would do, you know, two classes in the morning, and then we would do a walkthrough at 11 o'clock, go for about 45 minutes to an hour, layup shots, go over what the other team is going to do, you know, go over some of our stuff that we need to go over. And then I'd go home, get a little workout in, get something to eat, and then I'm ready to go, shower and get dressed and get back to the gym, and we're good to go.
Okay. What do you do to relax?
Read. yeah.
Okay. Do you have any superstitions?
Yeah. You know, when I was younger, I had a lot more than I do now. I'm going to take a shower at this time. I'm going to eat at this time and do all that. And when you go 32-0 your senior year, it's kind of like, it's working. I'm 17. I have no idea what I'm doing, but we'll go. Now, I like to just be relatively routine based. It doesn't have to be all perfect.
Okay. Describe your perfect player in five or less words.
Do what it takes to win tough.
Do what it takes to. It's okay. We'll, I'm a math teacher, but we're over. But that's okay. Yeah. We'll cut that. Most used basketball resource.
Besides Huddle or film, then the shooting machine.
Okay. Shot clock, yes or no?
Yes.
Jump ball, yes or no?
No.
Charge circle, yes or no?
Yes.
Quarters or halves?
Quarters.
We play halves in Wisconsin. It's awesome.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, 18-minute halves. It's great. It makes you the only issue with a team like your pro, you got to play more kids.
Sure.
Like, sure. You have to. Like, it's like a I'm like a college coach. Like, my star guy needs a rest in the first half. Like, I got to pull him. Like, when we're playing quarters, Wesley never came out of the freaking game. We talked.
Yeah, you're right, right.
But I got to rest him now. Like, so it's a little bit different. But it forces you to kind of play. Best coach of all time.
You know, I'm a big fan of Izzo. I love his style. But, I mean, it's got to be Coach K at right now.
Okay. Best player of all time.
I'm Jordan. I grew up with him, so that's my guy.
If you could one book.
I've read this one three times actually, The Talent Code.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'd recommend.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's good. It's I held up the coach's guide to teaching. It's thick. It's not thick like literally thick, but it's not your vacation read. It's like you gotta sit and actually like digest, but it's good.
All right, I'm gonna check it out.
Yep. So my last question is, one bit of advice to a young coach listening.
You know, it kind of goes back to what we said earlier. Do your job really well. But I think more than that is, I kind of wrote on my thing here the other yesterday, is this Admiral McRaven's 2014 commencement speech at University of Texas talks about being a Navy SEAL, making your bed every day and being routine based and just all the life lessons. I mean, it's one of the greatest speeches I've ever heard. And it really puts your life into perspective of being a coach, being a lifelong learner within that. So making your bed every morning accomplishes a task that you don't even have to think about. So your day is already starting on a positive.
Yep.
Right. And if you have a crappy day, you come home, your bed's already made. You don't get into an ugly bed, but you're now setting up routines to be successful through the day. Task one is done. And now you're ready to go.
Do you make your bed?
Every morning.
Okay. So here's my theory with this. I think the routine thing, and I think it's wonderful. I don't understand why people make their beds, because I'm getting, my wife makes the bed. I just don't get it, because I'm crawling back into it. Like, it's kind of like shoveling. Eventually it will melt. And once March rolls around, I ain't shoveling, because it's going to melt. Like, I'm going to crawl back into this bed. Like, I understand, put the dishes in the dishwasher because they got to get washed, things like that. That routine is the silliest routine, I think, in the history of mankind. That's just my personal opinion. Because I'm crawling back in. I don't care if it's a messy bed. Like, I'm crawling back into bed. So it's going to get messy again. So that's my only issue with that speech. It's like, I understand what he's saying. Sure. My other routine is maybe you get up and make coffee. I whatever it is. So it could be another routine you have other than making your bed. I think making the bed is.
I'm with you. I was just like that forever until about probably 2 years ago. And I was like, for me, it works. Right. But
I don't understand. It's not that much nicer when I crawl into a made bed than I crawl into a non-made bed. I just go to the covers and I fall asleep. Like, yeah. All right. Thank you, coach. I appreciate being on.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me.
Thanks. Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like, no matter where you listen, Apple, Spotify. We love those 5-star reviews. Make sure you also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.